nation a little louder. We need a word right now.
Faith that is not absolute is impotent. But when faith in God is absolute, result is inevitable. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Be blessed as you listen to this life-transforming message by the anointed servant of God. Your faith shall be built up and your miracle delivered.
Send away the word in this house
today. I have a strong witness in my spirit to tell someone today that for your shame, you shall have double honor. For your shame, you shall have double honor. Anyone waiting to see you fail will wait forever in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone waiting to laugh at you, to laugh at your calamity, will wait forever in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus. I say to you again, for your shame, you shall have double honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. If that is you, come on, say, that's me. Remember, we have entered into the midst of the year divine visitation. The midst of the year is the month of June and July. And what month are we right now? That means that strange manifestation of God's power will happen in your life. Will happen through you in the mighty name of Jesus. I'd like you to welcome somebody to the left, someone is close to you, and to the right, and you may be comfortably seated before God. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. We established that church growth is people growth. Church growth is what? People growth. Because church is people. Church growth is people growth. You had that testimony, gave himself to soul winning, gave himself to evangelism, and all of a sudden the destiny opened up. And the end result of soul winning is church growth. Somebody say church growth. Praise the living Jesus. We had a testimony right here in the covenant hour of prayer yesterday morning. The business had been crawling for years, right here, crawling for years. They had done all the things that they knew to do, and nothing seemed to be happening. And some other people were still owing them. Now, that daughter of God was right here for the evangelism, the zonal outreach of this last Saturday. And chasing souls for the kingdom. All of a sudden, God was touching that same business. What was dead in that business, God brought it alive. And things started rolling. As if that was not enough. The people, two people that have been owing them, it was like they have counted this as bad debt. They remembered because they must not forget again. God prompted them, you must go and pay now, otherwise I will kill you. And they paid. They paid up. People of God, it's a time of strange visitation. I say it's a time of strange visitation. But people of God, anything God will do to you or for you, to me or for me, will require your input will require my input. You do nothing, God does nothing. Praise the living Jesus. But we must respond to God, then God will respond to us. The Lord will respond to you this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus. I say this again, we are in the era of church growth, and church growth is people growth. We also established that church growth answers to prayer. Supernatural church growth answers to prayer and fasting. Now, I've said two things. Church growth answers to prayer, but supernatural church growth answers to prayer and fasting. God gave an open check for church growth when he said in his word, in Psalm 2, verse number 8, Psalm 2, verse 8, he said, ask of me. That's prayer. And I shall give thee the hidden for thy inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. He also gave assurance of his response to our prayers for church growth when he said in the book of Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 37 and 38, he said, thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. He said, I will increase them with men like a flock, as the holy flock, and as the flock of Jerusalem in our solemn feasts, so shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. He gave that assurance very clear. God has vowed in his word to facilitate the growth of his body as a response to the prayers of the saints. But there are certain things that will not go unless fasting is added to praying. That's why at the beginning of this harvest season, we started with 1 week continuous fasting and prayer for 7 days. And like you still have it today, many of us are still fasting. Praise the living Jesus. There are certain things that will not go unless fasting is added unto praying. There are certain mountains that may refuse to bow unless the combined forces of prayer, fasting, and faith is applied. You heard from that testimony again, the testimony that was read to us, the man wasn't a pastor. He was just a member. He said when the announcement was made, he went into fasting and praying. All of a sudden, God enabled him to win souls to the kingdom and win blessing to his life. Praise the living Jesus. Soul winning to the kingdom of God is blessing winning to your life. Praise the living Jesus. Jesus gave us this hint when he responded to the question of why the disciples could not cast out the demon tormenting the lunatic boy in the book of Matthew chapter 17 from verse 20 to 21. He said, because of your unbelief. That's why it didn't happen. He said, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Said, wait a minute. How be it? This kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. There are certain resisting forces that we not want to move unless you apply the forces of fasting, praying, and faith. Praise the living Jesus. Therefore, I say today, because we are on that mountain, every force resisting, for instance, the growth of this assembly is crushed now. In the name of Jesus Christ, every strong man of this village is displaced and destroyed now. Every strong man of this town is hereby displaced and destroyed now. Every strong man of this city is hereby displaced and destroyed now. In the mighty name of Jesus. The grand commanders have come. The grand commanders have what? Come. The church of Jesus Christ must march forward. And any combined force, any agent responsible, the judgment of God falls upon them right now. That's why I know your moving forward is established. In the mighty name of Jesus, I say your advancement is established. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our topic is understanding the blessedness of spiritual stewardship. Understanding the blessedness of spiritual stewardship. I'd like us to read that same scripture that is our anchor scripture. Job 36 and verse number 11. Job 36 and verse 11. I want us to read it together. I know you know where it is. I know some of us can quote it offhand, but open your Bible to it. And let us read it together. Job 36, 11. If you have found it, say a big amen. Now, let's go now. One, two, go. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hear this. God is not interested in mere saying. God is more interested in doing. He's more interested in your doing than in your saying. He said, it's not everyone that call me God, Lord, 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 that will enter the kingdom of God. He said, but those that do, everyone that does will enter. But it's not everyone that says that will enter. Are you there? If they obey and serve him, he said, they shall spend their years in prosperity and their days in pleasure. If they obey. If they obey. Praise the living Jesus. The Bible has a record of a widow whose spiritual stewardship was fasting and prayers night and day. It wasn't just saying, it was doing. Luke 2, verse 37. A woman of 84 years. He was praying, he was fasting, he was engaging in spiritual stewardship. And the Bible recognized her. The Bible even mentioned her name. There are many people that were not mentioned, many people's names that were not mentioned in the Bible because they were not relevant. Anna, the name of that woman. Praise the living Jesus. I see you changing levels today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Just like most of us are fasting today, that means we have plugged in to this spiritual stewardship. That means your reward is guaranteed. If you believe it, let your amen show that you believe it. We are engaged in spiritual stewardship. But the question is, what are we praying for? Because we say understanding the blessedness. It takes understanding to be outstanding. There are many people that have prayed. In fact, I've had, even, I'm not talking about non-Christian, Christians. Pray. When I hear the prayer, even me, that I'm still learning. I look at the prayer. Is this prayer? That you say it's not getting anywhere. Why? Not because the person does not want to pray. Not because the person is not sincere. But because the person does not have understanding. It is understanding that facilitates us to be outstanding in every endeavor. Especially in kingdom involvement. Praise the living Jesus. What are we praying for? So today, we shall look at a key facilitator of church growth. That is praying for signs and wonders. Praying for what? Praying for signs and wonders. Praying for signs and wonders. In Acts chapter 4, from verse number 29. I read. The Bible says, and now, Lord, behold, they were praying. Behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness that they may speak thy word. 30, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, that you do signs and wonders. As you grant us boldness, do signs, do wonders. And in verse 33, the Bible says, great grace was released, great power was released upon them. Great grace to do what? Great power to do what? To do signs, to do wonders. But they prayed it to happen. They prayed it to happen. They didn't watch for it. They didn't wait for it. They prayed it to existence. Now, look at this. Look at how signs and wonders can facilitate growth. I mean explosive growth. Explosive growth. Through the healing of the crippled man at the gate called Beautiful. You know how many souls were added to the church? In fact, there were more than 5,000. Because the Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse number 4, it said 5,000 men. That means they didn't count the women. I say, howbeit, many of them which had the word believed. And the number of the men, somebody said the men, was about 5,000. They didn't count the women. There is nowhere you will see men, you won't see women. And when you see women, you will see children. Women in the house shout a living hallelujah. And in most cases, women will be more. They didn't count the women. They didn't count the children. So it would have been probably in excess of 10,000 or more. But that was made to happen through the healing of that man at the gate called Beautiful. The Bible said he looked on them, waiting to receive from them. And by the Spirit of the living God, Peter said, silver and gold we have not. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he grabbed him and he started walking. They had not seen that before. They rushed. I say prophetically today, the crowd pulling, multitude drawing, signs and wonders begins to happen in this assembly. In the name of Jesus. But what is your responsibility? What is my responsibility? To pray for it. To pray for it. Don't just grab your bag and grab your Bible and go into church and go into church and you are not coming to cinema. No. You are a stakeholder. God respects you. God respects your prayer. He wants to hear from you. So that's for the pastors. No, you are a priest. The Bible, have you forgotten? Revelation chapter 5, verse number 10. The Bible says he has raised them as kings and priests. There is no ordinary person in the New Testament. No. No. Revelation chapter 1, verse number 6. Also. So, you are important to God. God wants to hear you. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 11. Acts chapter 4, verse 1 to 4. Verse 1 to 4. Also, through the healing of Aeneas, a man called Aeneas, two cities turned to the Lord. Two cities. Somebody say two cities. Two cities turned to the Lord. Imagine something happened here and the entire people of Hempstead village, the entire people of Hempstead town, the entire people of What's the other one? Uniondale. And everywhere around, they are running. Freeport, they are running. Why? Because something has happened. The man was lying down for 8 years, helpless. I could imagine they have tried all kinds of healing process. Nothing worked. He was there. All of a sudden, the power of God came and the man was healed. The Bible says the people of Lydda, the people of Sharon, they turned to the Lord. Acts chapter 9, verse 32 to 35. So, you are coming for service and not even just when you are coming for service, at every moment, especially this time, in your closet, oh Lord, do notable signs and wonders. In Winners Chapel International, New York, Lord, let the cripple walk in, and as they come in, let them begin to walk. as they push them in on their wheelchair, let them jump up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What you are doing is you are making things to happen before God. Hear this again. Through signs and wonders wrought by God, through the hand of the apostles, multitude of both men and women that they were not able to count were added to the church. Acts chapter 5, verse 12 and verse 12 to 15. You know, before in Acts chapter 2, they counted them. There were 3,000 souls. In Acts chapter 4, they counted men. They didn't count the women and the children. They were 5,000 men. But in Acts chapter 5, they couldn't count them again. Signs and wonders were multiplying. People were multiplying. Signs and wonders were increasing. People were increasing. Praise the living Jesus. So you don't every day, just like we were told on Sunday, that we should have 1 hour for Jesus out of the 24 hours. Now, you can segment it, 30 minutes or whatever number of minutes. Oh Lord, do signs and wonders. Do signs and wonders. Let the word of God be preached with boldness in the church. And Lord, confirm the word with signs following. Praise the living Jesus.